Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Opening the Hand of Thought Foundations of Zen Buddha's Practice by Kosho Uchiyama is a practical guide to Soto Zen training centered on the everyday discipline of Zazen, or seated meditation. Uchiyama, a prominent 20th century Zen teacher and an influential voice in bringing Japanese Zen to modern readers, frames practice less as adopting exotic beliefs and more as learning to live with clarity, steadiness, and kindness amid ordinary responsibilities. The book's title points to its central theme: thoughts arise naturally, but we can learn not to clench around them, instead of fighting the mind or chasing special experiences. Uchiyama emphasizes returning to direct awareness of the present moment, expressed through posture, breathing, and an attitude of letting be. Across its chapters, the book connects meditation to ethical living, self-understanding, and a grounded approach to suffering. It is written for readers who want a clear foundation and a realistic picture of what Zen practice looks like when it meets real life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what it means to open the hand of thought. A central teaching of the book is the metaphor of opening the hand of thought. Instead of gripping thoughts, stories, and judgments as if they were solid reality, practice is learning to relax that grasp. Uchiyama presents thinking as a natural activity, not an enemy to defeat, yet also not a master to obey. In Zazen, thoughts, memories, and plans will appear, but the training is to notice them and allow them to pass without building an identity around them. This is not suppression or blankness. It is a shift from being carried by thought to seeing thought as an event within awareness. The result is a more spacious mind that can respond rather than react. In daily life, this posture becomes a way to meet anxiety, anger, and self-criticism with less entanglement. When the mind is not clenched, there is room for patience and discernment, and decisions can be made from a calmer center. Uchiyama's approach helps demystify Zen. Awakening is not a dramatic trance, but a practical capacity to release fixation and return to what is actually happening, moment by moment. Secondly, Zazen as the foundation, posture, breath, and returning. Uchiyama places Zazen at the heart of Zen Buddhist practice, presenting it as the concrete method that makes the teachings real. He emphasizes the physicality of meditation, sitting still, aligning the body, and allowing breath to settle naturally. This grounded focus prevents practice from becoming merely intellectual or inspirational. Rather than seeking a particular mental state, the practitioner repeatedly returns to the act of sitting itself. The mind wanders, sensations change, moods shift, and the simple instruction is to come back without judgment. Over time, this repetition builds stability and a clear familiarity with how the mind works. Uchiyama also highlights that Zazen is not a self-improvement technique aimed at polishing a better ego. It is an expression of letting go, practicing a non-grasping attitude that can include boredom, restlessness, and doubt. In this way, meditation becomes training in honesty, seeing what is present without trying to edit it. By focusing on the ordinary mechanics of practice, the book gives readers a reliable baseline for building a sustainable routine, while also pointing to the deeper implication that true practice is lived through the body in the present, not as an abstract idea. Thirdly, self, suffering, and the trap of narrative identity. A recurring theme is how suffering is intensified by the stories we continually tell about ourselves and the world. Uchiyama explores how the sense of a fixed self is reinforced by repetitive mental narratives. I am this kind of person. My life should be different. I must protect my image. Others should behave a certain way. When these narratives are taken as absolute, they produce tension and conflict. The practice of opening the hand of thought exposes narrative identity as something constructed and changeable. In Zazen, one sees how the self story is assembled from memories, comparisons, and anticipations, and how quickly it shifts. This does not mean denying personality or responsibilities, but it loosens the belief that the self is a rigid object that must be defended at all costs. Uchiyama links this insight to a compassionate realism about human life. Pain and difficulty exist, yet much of our added misery comes from resistance, rumination, and clinging to preferred outcomes. By learning to observe thoughts without being absorbed by them, the practitioner gains freedom to meet circumstances more directly. The book offers a framework for understanding suffering that is experiential rather than doctrinal, showing how inner conflict can soften when the grip of self-centered thinking relaxes. Fourthly, practice in everyday life, work, relationships, and discipline. Uchiyama consistently brings Zen back to ordinary life, arguing that the measure of practice is not what happens on the cushion alone, but how one lives. Zazen cultivates the ability to pause and see clearly, which then supports ethical conduct, steadier communication, and more reliable follow-through on commitments. The book treats discipline not as harsh self-control, but as a caring structure that makes practice possible amid distractions. in work and relationships. Opening the hand of thought means noticing when the mind is locked into resentment, pride, or worry, and returning to the actual task or conversation. This shift can reduce reactivity and increase respect for others, since one is less driven by a self-protecting script. Uchiyama also addresses the realism of obstacles. Fatigue, busyness, and emotional turbulence are not signs of failure but the very material of practice. By integrating meditation with daily routines, the reader is encouraged to make Zen a lived orientation rather than a special activity reserved for retreats. The emphasis is on consistency, sincerity, and humility, with the understanding that small repeated returns to the present can gradually transform habits. In this sense, the book functions as a manual for bringing contemplative stability into modern life without romanticizing it. Lastly, a non-mystical view of awakening and Buddhist faith. Rather than promoting dramatic enlightenment narratives, Uchiyama offers a down-to-earth account of awakening as the ongoing practice of letting go of clinging and living in accord with reality. He frames Buddhist faith not as believing in ideas one cannot verify, but as trusting the practice enough to do it, and trusting life enough to meet it without constant manipulation. This approach can appeal to readers who are wary of religious dogma, yet still seek depth. Uchiyama draws attention to the difference between chasing special experiences and cultivating a stable openness that can include both pleasant and unpleasant moments. Awakening, in this sense, is not a finish line, but a continuous orientation returning to what is here and releasing what the mind adds. This perspective also clarifies why Zazen is central. It is the laboratory in which one repeatedly practices non-grasping. The book suggests that genuine insight shows up as increased simplicity, honesty, and compassion, not as exotic visions. By grounding spirituality in lived experience, Uchiyama makes Zen accessible without diluting its rigor. The reader is invited to verify the teachings through practice and to recognize that the most profound transformation may look ordinary, a quieter mind, a kinder response, and a life less driven by fear and self-fixation. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a serious introduction to Soto Zen practice, especially those who prefer clear guidance over romanticized accounts of enlightenment. It will also benefit meditators from other traditions who feel stuck in overthinking or are tired of treating meditation as a self-optimization project. By emphasizing opening the hand of thought, Uchiyama offers a usable way to relate to rumination, anxiety, and self-criticism, notice, release, return. Over time, that training can support steadier emotions, more thoughtful decisions, and a more respectful presence in relationships and work. The benefit is not limited to meditation sessions. The book continually points back to how a less clenched mind can make ordinary life more livable and meaningful. Compared to many popular Zen titles, this one stands out for its balance of simplicity and rigor. It does not rely on opaque stories or performative paradox to sound profound. Instead, it explains what to do, why it matters, and how it connects to the core Buddhist issue of suffering and clinging. It is worth buying because it functions as both a practical manual for establishing Zazen and a stable philosophical foundation that remains relevant long after the first read, making it a reliable reference for ongoing practice. If you would like to support Kosho Uchiyama, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.